Kiribos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuvah's daf, Lamed Dalet. We're here in the middle of Lamed Gimel on the base. We stopped a bit early by the two dots by Reish Lakish. And it was, frankly, a good stopping point because the Gemara did switch gears. If you remember, right, we had quoted our Mishnah, and we had a stira between our Mishnah at the beginning of the parak and the Mishnah in Makos. Again, our Mishnah had said that someone, Rahman al-Salam, rapes his sister, he's Chayav Knas, and the Mishnah in Makos had said that you get Malchus. So we had, what's the deal? What do you get? So we had two ways to understand. We had Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. And now, Reish Lakish is a third option. How do you understand the difference between the Mishnayos? So Reish Lakish, Amar Hamani, Rabbi Meirhi. That our Mishnah, Shita, is Rabbi Meir, the Amar Loka Umishali. You get Malchus and Mamon. That not only do you get Malchus, but you pay the Knas. Right? That's what our Mishnah was talking about, is that you pay the Knas. Gemara says, "You're married, feel like tsunami." Well, if that's true, right, that if you're gonna Rabbi Meir holds it, loka mishalim, then you get malchus, and you will pay. Meaning, we won't say kim le rabbinine by malchus and mamon. So too, right? So the same halacha should be by rachmal, unless someone rapes his daughter. Now that we didn't mention. That's what we're gonna mention in a couple daftim. The Mishnah says clearly that you did not pay for that fine. So you did not pay that knas. So again, obviously, even though you chayiv misa, that's chayiv kares. Right, but you get Malchus, right? Again, we said before, you get Malchus for Karis if you're warned for that. So, again, if Rabbi Meir says Malchus and Mamon, why do we say later that you won't get Mamon for raping a daughter? And if you'll tell me that Rabbi Meir holds that we don't say Kimle by Malchus and Mamon, but we do say Kimle by Misa and Mamon, meaning that by a case of Misa and Mamon, you won't pay the fine, and therefore that's why the daughter doesn't get a fine. And by Malchus and Mamon, you do get the fine. I mean, we don't say Kimle by Malchus and Mamon. But no, it's not true. Right? The Tanya, because we learned in Rabbi Yisrael, Ganav v'tavav v'chus Shabbos, a person steals, right, and shechts, right? Again, the halacha is, a person steals something, he's chayav to pay it back. If he's caught in Beis Din, he pays kefil, right? If he pays double, then that's a knas. And then if he shechts it, or he steals it, so then he pays what's called dalet v'hei, it's also a knas. So if you did it on Shabbos, Ganav v'tavav v'chavim, or you shechted, right, you stole, you shechted for, right, to be worship some other Avodah Zarah, or gun of shor haniska l'tavacho, or you stole a shor that was already condemned to death, right, let's say you gored somebody, the mazid, right, it was a shor muad, that's the word I'm looking for, I don't know why I said mazid, shor muad, right, chayv misa, right, it gets killed, and then you shechted it, so what happens, mishalim tashlimik arbu chamisha, the Rabbi Meir holds you pay, dalav hay. Again, you see where you have a chi of misa, right? Even if you should, let's say, for example, you shechted it on Shabbos, right? So then you're still going to pay the fine, the knas of dalet behei, even though you chayav misa for the shechita on Shabbos. The chachamim poturim, the chachamim poturim, the chacham say you're poter. So what do you do with that? Meaning, clearly, Rabbi Meir holds that we do say that you pay the knas. Meaning, he doesn't hold of kimle by misa and mamon. You will pay the knas, right? So why, we're back with our question, why does Rabbi Meir say that, why would Rabbi Meir say that loker mishalim, but by raping a daughter, you don't play the monetary, the knas, the fine. As Gemara says, "Ha'id ma'alav," said about that, by that brice over there, that Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Yila, Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yilai, Bechav Rusa, Mishmed, Rabbi Yochanan, Amrei, right, all those, right, everybody says, "Petoveh ha'chalidei acher." That case over there is talking about whether Shechita was done through someone else. So, Ein Achinami, right, we won't say, We don't say Misa and Mamon. Rabbi Meir does not hold that you will pay by Misa and Mamon, meaning he does hold of Kimle Berabi Mine by Misa and Mamon. Why do we say that you're Chayef Fidal Vehei in the case of the Chil Shabbos? Because you're not the one who's being Mechal Shabbos, right? But it's your Shliach, and therefore you will be Chayef to pay Fidal Vehei for shechting, let's say, the animal on Shabbos. The Gemara just says, I don't understand. You tell a shliach to shecht an animal on Shabbos. That guy does the iser. So there's a concept of ein shliach as dvar avera. Right? How can you tell me this guy's shechting and you're going to be chayiv? Right? He's shechting and you're going to be chayiv dal behei. Right? How does that work? That guy did the iser. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Rachmana, yeah, Tvachol Mecharo, Amachir Ali De'acher, Avtavich Ali De'acher. Yeah, special din by Dalav Hey, that if, right, just like you sell to someone else, so too, the Shechita can be done for someone else, and you will be Chayiv That ein shlich dvar avera, but it's a special pasuk that says that you will be chayv. Dibei Rabbi Shmuel, Tana Dibei Rabbi Shmuel says no. All the rabbis is a shliach, right? You have a different drasha that says, oh, that includes a shliach will make you chayv dalvei. And Dibei Chizki Tana, right? Tachas, the rabbis is a shliach. No, the halacha is from you darshing out the word tachas instead of the word oh. Okay, but either way, three answers. Why over here by dalvei it'd be different to make you chayv for a shliach that did that shachted and make you chayv dalvei. Okay, fine. So again, we said that Rabbi Meir holds that if it's Misa and Mamon, you'll be potter from Mamon. And we do say Kim Levi Rabbi Vinay by Misa and Mamon. The problem is, Maskev Lo Marzutra, Marzutra said, Mika Midi, Dilu Avad Ihu Lo Mechaev, Avad Shliach Mechaev. It's such a funny thing, because now you're telling me that if the Shliach Shechts, you're going to be Chayev Dal Vehe. But if you Shechted on Shabbos, you're not going to be Chayev Dal Vehe. Very strange that whereas Shaliach does the Isser, you're going to be Chayev. But if you yourself do the Isser, you're not going to be Chayev because of Kimle. Because you would get Misa for being Mechal Shabbos. So when it says, yeah, Iula Mishum Dulam Mechayev, Ela Mishum Kimle, Ridram Mine, and a Chanami. But we're not saying over here that the guy himself is not Chayev. Right? When you say that, again, what are the two options? Either the Shliach Shechts and you're Chayev Dalav Behe, or you Shecht and you're Pater Dalav Behe because you're going to get killed for Mechal Shabbos. When we say that a person is chayev misa and mamon, right? It's not that he's not chayev the mamon. It's not that he's not chayev. In both cases, really, in both cases, the shliach shechts, you're chayev dal vehe. If you shecht, you're chayev dal vehe. Ah, you're not going to pay it. Yeah, okay, fine. Kim Lederam Minei says you can only get one punishment of Ezen, but you're still chayev, right? The dal vehe. So Gemara says 1 second. If you even tevechai the acher, my time under a bond the patri. Fine, okay. But if the case is now flip it the other way, right? If the case is where the shliach shechted it. And then you chayv dal vehei, right? So and there's no kimle. Well, obviously, right? What are why do the chachamim say you're pater, right? If you tell me there's no kimle, what would be the possible reason to say you're pater the dal vehei, right? For shachting on Shabbos, well, you're getting that guy's getting the chi of misa for Shabbos, and you have to pay the dal vehei. There's no kimle. There's no reason to say you'd be pater. So amar chachamim. So who's this shita? Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon's shita. Right? She the amar shchita she'ena ruya lo shmei shchita. That it, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says that. Why you potter? Because the shchita is not a good shchita. Rabbi Shimon holds that if the shchita is, let's say, as we'll see in a second, a chil Shabbos, so that will make it usher to eat. That will make it usher to eat, and it's not a good shchita. So therefore, you're not going to be chayev dal vehe bechlal, not because of kimle, but because the shchita was done on Shabbos or whatever, as we'll see in a second in the other cases of Vodazar, etc. And therefore, the shchita is not shchita, so you're not going to be chayev dal vehe. So Gemara says, well, that only works. That only works by shechting it for avodah zarah, or if it was a shore that was already condemned to death, right? That's already those cases are asur behanah. So that's not a good shechita because the animal you can't eat the animal anyway, right? Well, not anyway, but you can't eat the animal because it's asur behanah. El shechita Shabbos shechita ruyehi. But we say, but we learn that if someone shechts an animal on Shabbos, what do you mean? The shechita is kosher. The guy's a chil Shabbos, yeah, mechal Shabbos. But the shechita, the animal itself, is kosher. That's not because we learned in the Mishnah, Shogai b'Shabbos yom kippurim, avol pishim b'schay b'nafsho shechita asur kshera. Right, Mishnah says in Chulin, right, beginning of Chulin, that the shechita is still legit. So the Gemara says, yeah, ain't a chanami, but there's a shita that says the shechita is not legit. It's savra like Rabbi Yochanan and Sandler, and he holds like Rabbi Yochanan and Sandler in often quoted machlokas in the Gemara, something called Maisa Shabbos. What happens when a person does a malach on Shabbos? Right? Is the thing that they did mutter to use, usher to use? Let's say you baked a cake on Shabbos. So can you eat that cake? In our case, can you, if you shecht to the cow, can you eat that cow? Is the shechita good? So the Mishnah seems to say that it's good. Right, we're going to quote a shechita. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says that it's not good. Okay. The Tanya is willing. Let's quote that. The Tanya that we learned in the Raisa, Harivash, Lom Shabbos. If someone cooks on Shabbos, so bishogeg, if he did bishogeg, yochal, then he can eat it. Right? B'mezid, but if he did it on purpose, so then lo yochal. He can't eat it. The Rebbe Meir, and Rashi just fills in that other people can eat it, but he can't eat it if he did it on purpose. Rabbi Yehuda says, shogeg yochal matzi Shabbos, b'mezid lo yochal alonis. That if he did a bishogeg, he has to wait until matzi Shabbos. As it didn't call maisa Shabbos, you can't benefit from the malacha you did on Shabbos. You have to wait the amount of time it took for you to do the malacha after Shabbos, and then you can eat it, but amazing, if you do it on purpose, then you can never eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Omer, this is the shita we need. B'shogeg yochal matzi Shabbos lacherim v'lolo. Right, if you did a b'shogeg, so other people can eat it at matzi Shabbos, but this guy can never eat it. And b'mezid lo yochal lomis lolo v'lo lacherim. And if you did it on purpose, so then he can't eat it. No one else can eat it. Meaning the shechita is no good. Right, the animal is aser v'ana Not if he did it on purpose. My time at the Rabbi Yochanan and Sandler, what's his shita, what's his logic? Kedidarish Rabbi Chia Pisco, the Benesia, like Rabbi Chia learned by the base medrash of the Nasi, the Benesia. Ushmaitam is a Shabbos Kikodesh Yelochem. Right? You should keep Shabbos, it's Kadosh. Why does it say that? So, Ma Kodesh Asr Bechila, Af Maisa Shabbos Asr Bechila, right? We connect the two. Right? Just like Kodshim, right? Something, if you Makdish something, it's Asr Bechila, it belongs to Beis HaMikdash. Af Maisa Shabbos, so too by Maisa Shabbos, anything done on Shabbos is also Asr. I Ma Kodesh Asr Bechila, Af Maisa Shabbos Asr Bechila, so let's extend the halacha the whole way. And just like Kodshim is Asr Bechila, can't benefit from Beis HaMikdash property, so too Maisa Shabbos, any malachi doing Shabbos should be also Asr Bechila. It should be yours, meaning that you can benefit from it. You might have thought that this connection between Maisa Shabbos and Kodshim also applies if you were Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg. The Gemara just says, Mechal Lehem, Os Yumas. The Pesuk says, if you Mechal Shabbos, then you put to death. Right? Only if you did it on purpose. Okay. Fine. Pligi baravacha v'ravina. Right. Machlokas about Rav Yochanan Sound of Shita. Chad Amar Maisa Shabbos Daraisa. Chad Amar the Rabbanan. Right. One of them says that this iser, the fact that we're going to say that you're not allowed to use the cow, eat the cake, etc. That's one says it's Daraisa. One says it's the Rabbanan. Man damer mi Daraisa kidamran. Right. Again, according to say, one says it's mi Daraisa. Okay. We quoted a pasuk. Right. Shmartem as a Shabbos ki kodesh gilachem. Okay. Man damer the Rabbanan. So what about why the Rabbanan? So I'm a krak kodeshi. No, see, he darshens differently. The pasuk says it is kodesh, meaning that kachim is kodesh. He kodesh, mean maseh kodesh. Kodesh he, referring to Shabbos. That Shabbos is kodesh, v'ein maseh kodesh, but anything you do on Shabbos is not necessarily like kodeshim, and it won't be aser. Okay, but if you tell me that maseh Shabbos is derabanan, right, again, this is what we're using to tell me that why the rabbanan say you're potter. But if you tell me that the rabbanan, it's really only a din derabanan, so why the Chachamim say you're potter? I mean, this shechita is halachically a good shechita. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says you can't eat it if you shechted on Shabbos. Yeah, okay, fine, but that's only midrabanan. Midaraisa, it's a kosher shechita, so why wouldn't you be chayev da'al v'hei on a din deraisa? So when it says, ki kapatri rabbanan ashara, inachanami. Then the Chachamim say that you're potter, it's only if you shechted for avodah zara, or for shor niskal, but if you shechted on Shabbos, according to this shechita, right, you would be chayev according to everybody. You'd be chayev da'al v'hei according to everybody. Okay. The Gemara just asked technical questions about the other cases we quoted, right? Shechting for Avodah Zarah, for Shor Niskal, etc. So Tavech Levos Kachavim came into Shechad by Porta Itzarle. The Gemara just says, how are you ever chayiv for the Dal Vehe? Again, Dal Vehe is you steal an animal, you shecht it, chayiv Dal Vehe. So how does it work? I mean, but that has to happen when you still own the animal. Right, it says the Gemara, the moment you cut the animal a little bit as an avodah zara, right, as an offer to, as a korban to avodah zara, so it's early, right, it already becomes aser. And when you do, and when if idach and the rest of it, kikatavach, when you shech the rest of it, lav demar katavach. Again, when shechita is only kosher when you cut the trachea and the windpipe, right, the kind of the veshes. So if you make a little incision as a service to an avodah zara, the animal becomes aser. When you shecht it, it's already gone. It's already out of the realm of doesn't belong to anybody. It's already, it has no value. It's aser ba'ana. It's a korban to avodah zarah. So when you actually did the shechita, right, if you stabbed the animal on the side, you know, whatever, or branded it or whatever, you did some sort of injury, so you wouldn't be chayav dal v'hei. It's only when you shecht it. So, but once you stab it in the neck, right, it's already an avodah, for avodah zarah. It's aser ba'ana. So when you shecht it, it wasn't yours. It was gone. It wasn't in your possession. It was aser ba'ana. It was worth nothing. Right, it didn't even belong to the guy, right? It was valueless. So Amar Rava says, but Omar Gemar Shzvicha who Ovda. So yeah, Rava says, that the Avoda is that you're doing for this Avoda Zara is only at the Gemar Shechita when you finish the Shechita. So okay, so at that point, and when you shechted it, it was still, right, belonged to the guy you stole it from. So Gemar says, Shor Niskal, Lav Didega Tatavach. And so too, but I don't understand, the same question by Shor Niskal. If Shor Niskal, right, Shor was Paskin, has to be stoned, also bad, no, it loses all value. Then when you go and shecht it, so how does that work? It's not the guy's anymore, right? It's gone. It's already also bad, no. It doesn't belong to anybody. Why would you be chayv dal v'hei? So Rava comes up with a case where you could be chayv dal v'hei for a shor niskal. Kigon shemaser l'shomer. The case is where the guy who owned the ox gave it to a shomer, right? And then v'hizik v'hez a shomer, v'nigmar dini v'hez a shomer, and it damaged, meaning it killed somebody. Right? Let's say a shor muad. It killed somebody while the shomer was right, under its, or while is it in the control of the Shomer, while the Shomer had obligation to wash it, and then they had a Psak Din, that it was a Shur Niskal, and then the Gunvo Gunav Mabesa Shomer, and then you stole it from the Shomer. Right? You didn't steal it from the guy who owns it, you stole it from the Shomer. And then, once you're stealing it from the Shomer, so we have to combine two halachic principles to make this guy chayiv. Rabbi Meir Sava like Rabbi Yaakov, Sava like Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Yaakov Shita, and Rabbi Shimon Shita. What is that? Sava like Rabbi Yaakov, the Amar Af Mishanik Mardino, Hechziru Shomer, the Baal of Muxer. The Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yaakov holds that even after the Shor Niskal, right, the Shomer can return the cow to the guy who owns it and say, hey, Hareshel Chalofanecha, right, this is your cow, you gave it to me, I gave it back to you. Yeah, it has a psag din, and by the way, it's going to get thrown off a cliff in a week. Sorry. But that's good enough. I mean, that's good enough, and that will absolve the Shomer of having to pay him back another cow. So that's A. And B, suffer like Rabbi Shimon, damar davar gorim l'mam l'kamam adami. And he holds like Rabbi Shimon, that's something that will cause a loss of money, or a gain in money, is as if it's money. Meaning, so the shor itself has no value. But if the shomer doesn't return a shor to the owner, then he's going to have to pay him back a shor. So now when the ganav steals a shor, he's being mechayev the shomer money. He's being mechayev the shomer a shor. Yes, the thing he stole is worth nothing, but he's going to make him mechayev to pay something back. So once you combine those two, meaning that A, the shomer can give the cow back to the owner and absolve himself of all obligations, and B, now when you steal a zero value item, since it's going to cause a loss to the Shomer, that means that's as if you stole an item with value. Once you combine those two, then you can see how the guy who steals the cow from the Shomer will then have to pay Dalet Vehei to the Shomer. Okay, comes a fascinating case, but it does work, right, with all those two halachic details. Okay. Rabba Omar, Rabba says, and again, we're going back to, again, we said Rabbi Meir, it said Yechayev Dalet Vehei when you shechted on Shabbos. So Rav is saying, and we had the whole conversation around how does that work, okay, with Inshallah Vitzvara Vera, okay, Psukim, Vuchule. So Rav says, no, lo lom tovech al de'asma, forget the Shliach. Right? Really, the guy steals a cow, right, he shechts it on Shabbos, done. Rabbi Meir, loka b'shalom islay, mesu b'shalom leslay. And Rabbi Meir holds, as we said before, right, that we won't say kimlay by loka b'shalom, but we do say kimlay by mamon amiso. Right, so why do we say that the person won't have to pay the fine by the daughter, why does Rabbi Meir say that you're gonna have to pay dalad v'hei, right, if he shechts the animal on Shabbos? So v'shani honey dechidush he dechidsha Torah b'knas. Fascinating shita nafagav demitral mishalim, that we have been assuming the entire time that a knas, that a fine, is considered mamon. Right, we said, what about if Malkus and Mamon? You have an Isser and you're Chayev to get Malkus and you have to pay money. Right? Or you're Mechal Shabbos and you have to pay money. We've assumed the entire time that a Knas, a fine, is a monetary payment. Now we're saying, says Rabba, maybe not. Maybe Knas is different. Maybe Knas is a Chiddush. And therefore Knas is not Mamon. Now, what's Mamon? If I steal your cow, right? So I owe you for the cow. Right? If I shecht it, I still owe you for the cow, right? That's mamon. That's a monetary payment. The actual value of the cow, that's a monetary payment. The dalad vehei is a fine. It's an added fine by Beis Din. That's a fine. So that you pay kefal, etc. Right? For the fine that we're talking about in our Mishnah, right? Raping a girl, that's a fine. So maybe a fine is different. Money is something I owe you. I have to pay you back a loan. I stole an item that belongs to you. The value of the item, that's a monetary payment. I owe you money. I damaged you. I punched you in the face. That's a monetary payment that I owe you. But knas is not mamon, says Rabba. So that could be why, in this case, Rabbi Meir will hold that even though he holds misa and mamon, you only get misa. But if it's misa and knas, then you get both. That's Rabba Tamei, and this is Rabba holds. Right? Damar Rabba, haya gedi ganav lo utvachu b'shavas. Rabba holds if the goat was already stolen, right, and it was shechted on Shabbos, chayev, then you get b'chayev for dal v'hei. Why? Because the original monetary obligation, let's say you stole it on Friday, so the original monetary obligation hits. Right? So therefore the knas goes on the original monetary obligation. Right? So therefore when you shecht it on Shabbos, right, the knas is kind of jumping on the back of the regular mamon obligation. Right? So there's no chiyuv misa when you stole on Friday. So therefore it's not combining. So therefore you're going to be chayev. As the Gemara says, because he's really chayav for the theft right before he was mechal Shabbos. But Gana talk about tavak b'Shabbos. But if you stole it on Shabbos and then you shechted on Shabbos, I mean at the same time, right? So then you're going to be potter, right? Let's say you stole it through Hotzah, whatever it was. So the chil Shabbos and the theft happen at the same time. You're not going to be chayav for the theft because the monetary obligation, the initial monetary obligation, comes at the same time as your chil Shabbos. So therefore, it's Misa and Mamon, and you're potter and the Mamon. So therefore, potter, you're going to be chayav. You're going to be potter for Dalvei also. Because there's no theft, right? There's no chiyuv for the theft. There's no chiyuv for the theft. There's no chiyuv for the gneva. So therefore, there's going to be no chiyuv dal v'hei as well. V'amar Rabbi said similarly. Now, there's a din. Just a preface before we say this. Something called the baba machteres. And if someone comes, tunnels into your house. So that guy is Mishayev Benafsho. The guy who owns the house is allowed to kill him. Right? The guy who tunnels is as if his life is forfeit. He's Chayev Misa. So same thing. If a person had already stolen the goat and brought it with him, it was a long tunnel, right? And he shechted it in the tunnels, then he's Chayev. He's Chayev. He's Chayev Begneva Kodim Sheyavu L'dei Yisrael Machteres. He's already Chayev for the theft beforehand. So when he shechted it, even though the time he shechted it, he's Chayev Misa, and since the monetary payment was already hit, so Dal V'Hei jumps on the back of this monetary payment, and you're going to be chayav that as well. But God of the tunnel, but if you somehow, I guess, in the tunnel there were animals, and you stole it in there, and then you shucked it in there, potter, then you're potter, because if you're not chayav for stealing it, right, so then you are not chayav for shucking it or selling it. And Rabbi needed to tell us, right, both of these dinim. Right, the Ishmin and Shabbos, if he had only told me the din of Shabbos. And again, this is just again illustrating that Knas is different than the monetary chiyuv of Mama. But the Ishmin and Shabbos, if he had only told me that this halacha by Shabbos, b'shem d'isur iser olam, av machteres d'isur shahu emalo. Right, what's the difference between Shabbos and machteres? The Shabbos is always aser. If you mechal Shabbos, Eidim come to Beis Din, put to death. But when you chayev misa for tunneling into your friend's home, only when you're in the tunnel. And if you're gone, just 4 days later, you're not chayev misa. Right? If he shoots you then, right, that guy's chayev misa. Right? It's only because we assume, right, the owner has a right to assume you're coming to kill him and steal his money. But if you're gone, right, you're not chayev misa. It's only Yisr Shah. It's only Yisr Shah. You only chayev misa for a few minutes, hours, whatever. So you might have thought that this does not apply. Right? And if you would only learned about, right, if you only told me this halacha about machteres, that's because a machteres is more chomer than Shabbos in a certain sense. Why? Because there's no hasra. Right? Again, you don't need hasra. You have to warn him with two aid him and then shoot him in the head. Right? If he's tunneling into your house, right, he's giving up his life. Right, that's his hasra. But Shabbos debay hasra. Shabbos requires hasra. Maybe it's not as chomer in that sense. And therefore, tzvicha, right, had to teach me both halachos that this dalad vehi stuff applies in both scenarios. I'm Rav Papa, and similarly, Rav Papa says, "Haya para gnuvalo utvacha b'Shabbos." Right, if you had stolen a cow and you shechted on Shabbos, chayiv. Right, then you chayiv. Shekvar is chayiv b'gneiva kodem Shabbos le'yisur Shabbos. Right, same thing. Right, as we said before, "Haya para sheulalo." But if the cow was borrowed and then you utvacha b'Shabbos and then you shechted on Shabbos, then you're potter. Right, again, that comes at this at the same time. Because again, the animal technically belongs to the other guy. When you shecht it, then you have quote unquote stolen it. Right, you're chayev misa. Right, so then you're not going to have to pay the dal v'hei, right, because you stole it theoretically on Shabbos. The Gemara Amar Leih Ravacha Brei D'Rava L'Ravashi. Very much tongue in cheek. Rav Papa para asa l'shmina. I understand. Rav Papa is coming to teach us that the same thing that Rabbah taught us. Right, Rabbah's cases, if you remember, by a goat. Now Rav Papa comes and says the same halacha by a cow. Right. That was fascinating, but we could have done that on our own. But obviously, it applies to all types of animals and stuff like that. So what's going on over here? Why do you need to tell me same halacha by a cow? So I'm going to lay Rav Papa. No, the second din was important. Rav Papa wasn't coming to teach us about the cow, but the second part of Rav Papa's statement was about a borrowed cow. That we didn't talk about yet. Rav Papa Shula also Lashmina. He's coming to teach us the chiddush about the borrowing. You might have thought to say, since you might have thought that when you take the money, you go to your friend, you borrow a cow, You pull the guy, the reins of the cow. You might, at that moment, right, you've got to take care of the cow. You got to feed it, etc. So you might have thought that, that you have acquired it at that moment. And Zachanami is over here too. So here too, Mishas Shela is chayv ba'omseh, and therefore you're also chayv in its own sim, i.e., you own the animal. So therefore, Kamash Malan, no, you don't actually really halachically own the animal until you shecht it. You can't give it back anymore. Right, at that point, it's as if you stole it, right, and therefore you would be potter for the dalav hay if you shecht it on Shabbos. Amar Rava, Rava says. So aniach then. Similarly, but again, along the same lines, is Rav Papa's shita. Hiniach le, again, what did Rav Papa say? Just to clarify, Rav Papa said, right, you acquire it, right, when you shecht it. You don't acquire it when you borrow it. Okay, so let's keep that in mind, right, before we go through, because this is gonna be a little bit right off the topic, but we're gonna come back to Rav Papa in a second. So Amar Rava says, hiniach le avien para sheula. That if a person passes away and he leaves a cow that was borrowed to his kids, right? The Yorshim have a cow that was borrowed from someone else. So they can use it as long as they want, right? You borrowed it for, I don't know, a year. So they can use it until the end of the year. Mesa, if the cow dies in that duration, then in chayev b'onsa, right? They're not chayev in its own sim. Again, as Rashi says, they didn't take on the obligations of a shoal, right? They didn't take on all the obligations of a borrower themselves, right? So if it died, well, so the owners, you know, tough luck, right? They didn't take over, they don't have to pay for it, but right, kisvur shel avien. But if they thought it belonged to their father, and then they shechted and ate it, same shalman deme baser result, then they pay the amount of value of meat when it is cheap. And again, they pay the hana. They don't pay for the actual value, the full value of the animal. Rashi says they have to give the skin back. Okay, fine. But if the father left for them actual property, so then chayav l'shalim, then they have to pay. And the whole what that is means is that when a father, again, if the guy left them nothing, no actual tangible possessions in terms of property, so there's nothing that the loan could have been leaned on, L-I-E-N, right? But if we assume that, let's say the father owned the house, so we assume whenever he borrows money or he borrows an animal, whatever it is, there's a lien, there's an obligation on the property. So if, right, there was such property, there was a house or whatever, so then they do have to pay, because then, right, then the obligation falls back. Right, once the item that was borrowed disappears, so then if the animal, we'll see in a second on which line that's going on. But once the animal that was borrowed disappears, the obligation falls back onto the leaned property. So the Gemara says, which case is that last part going on? Some people say it on the first part, right, when we said the ratio is if a cow died, they don't have to pay. And the second part was if they shechted it thinking it was theirs, then they pay the value of the meat. Right? So which one? I mean, so some people say it was on the ratio, some people say it was on the seifa. The one who says that it was it applies to the ratio, meaning that if the animal drops dead, but there was a lien, so on the property, then they have to pay. So certainly, kol shekein haseifa, for sure, right, that goes on the seifa, because the second part, they were negligent, right, and they should have, right, realized and looked into it or whatever. Right? And pliga de Rapapa, and that's against Rapapa. Again, Rapapa said that, again, what did he say? If you borrow the cow, right, shecht on Shabbos, your potter, why? Because you don't acquire it, right, when you borrow it. Right? Here, so in this case over here, Rav Papa would say the cow died on it, right, Rustam, right, so you wouldn't collect anything because you didn't borrow it. When you borrowed it, you did not acquire it. Right? So over here, this is, right, Rav Papa would say, one second, how does that work? Sorry. Meaning you acquire it when you shecht it on Shabbos, not when you borrow it. So therefore, if the cow died Stam, right, if the cow died Stam, so Rav Papa would say, well, you never acquired it. Right? So it just died on its own. Right? So therefore, that would disagree with the Rav Papa. But one who says that this is going on the Seifa, that if you left property that you collect from the property, that's only the second part where they were negligent, they didn't check it out. Of all ratio, but on the first part, right, it's not true, because right, then, again, this has nothing to do with whether you chayev when you borrowed it or not, meaning the father borrowed it, so he did not acquire it. But again, the second part, they were negligent, so therefore they're chayiv. And if there's a lien, then they have to pay. But the first part, right, it just died stam. So then they don't have to necessarily. The hainu de Rapapa, and this is exactly Rapapa Shita, again, who says that the guy who borrows, right, is doesn't own it, doesn't acquire it when he borrowed it. So also, if a cow just died stam, right, again, the yorshim have no chiyuv whatsoever, right, they didn't own the thing at any point. And only if they acquired it would it be chayav for otsim. Right? They did not acquire it. It was the father who acquired it, and he wasn't around. Right? Again, they had nothing to do with his borrowing. Okay, we're going to stop here, and we'll go weiter. Hey, Hilgashas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.